The president told the crowd inside Oyster River High School how great it was to be back in New Hampshire. This was his first official campaign stop in the Granite State, a state he carried in 2008. Obama says the promises he made 4 years ago still stand.
And I made a commitment to you. I said, you know what, I'm not going to be a perfect president. I'm not a perfect man. Michelle can tell you that. But you know what I did say? I said, some of you may remember this. I said, I will always tell you where I stand. I will always tell you what I think, what I believe. And I'll wake up every single day fighting as hard as I can for you.
Whether or not his base will fight for him as vigorously this time around could determine the president's fate this November. An estimated 1,200 supporters showed at least some commitment, enduring downpours outside of the Durham school before the gates opened. Bill Hunt was one of those tucked under an umbrella. The 18-year-old from Gilmanton will be voting for the first time this year and likes candidate Obama, but he wants to hear more.
I'm hoping that this event today energizes me a bit to maybe volunteer, because that's something I would like to get into, but I haven't been motivated enough to do that yet.
In his speech, Obama did his best to motivate young voters like Bill Hunt.
I need you to hit some doors and make some phone calls and register your friends, talk to your neighbors, get on Facebook, get on Twitter. Let's get to work.
Not everyone in Durham cheered along. Outside, about a dozen or so protesters held up soggy anti-Obama signs. Linda Dupere says 4 more years of the same policies would be terrible for the country.
There's just so many reasons that this president of ours is not right for this country. His ideas are not right for our country. He's not leading us in the right direction, and we're very worried about it.
Dupere says she'll be voting for Mitt Romney, who is trailing slightly in recent New Hampshire polls. Dante Scala, a political science professor with UNH, says New Hampshire's relatively high proportion of well-off and well-educated voters could tip the state in Obama's favor. But he says the state remains very much in play for the two candidates.
But I imagine that if the race continues to be close nationwide, it's going to continue to be close in New Hampshire. One candidate gets the upper hand, that candidate will likely get the upper hand here as well because of our bellwether status.
The president pushed to distinguish himself from his Republican rival in his speech. He cited his support for green energy, a fairer tax code, more education funding, and small business tax cuts. Obama also said that after a decade of war, he wants to start doing some nation building at home. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.